This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the Lives They Live, Dennis Murphy and Asian Community Organizing. Recently, my friend, comrade, and brother, Na Haiwau from Korea, sent me a message asking if I knew Dennis Murphy had passed away. Dennis was the father and founder of many initiatives in community organizing, certainly in the Philippines, where he mainly lived and worked, but also in India, Asia, where his work also inspired many organizing programs among the urban poor. He and his wife Alice, also a community organizer, trained and inspired organizing in Kenya as well. Dennis and Na had invited me to several meetings of Asian organizers in Manila in the LOCOA network of local organizers and community organizations of Asia. I'd visited with him as well in New York City, where he would spend a month or so living in Manhattan near Union Square with his sister, who was a nun, just as Dennis had been a priest. His organizing was old school, focused on building people's organizations among the poorest and most powerless. So he saw many affinities with ACORN. Though always scratched his head about dues, he invited me to the Philippines to tell the story and teach the model. His shadow is long over the work in Asia, and his passing will be missed, but also honored for its contributions. Here is an obit from the Philippine Daily Inquirer. Dennis Murphy, as Filipino as most of us. It's written by T.J. Bergoglio. What it says, and I'll try to be brief, is that Dennis cut his teeth on organizing the urban poor in the late 60s. He became its lifelong advocate even after he left the priesthood. He even tried to convince Mother Teresa to get involved in it, his widow said. Founder of Urban Poor Associates, died on October 2nd at 86, capping more than 40 years of community organizing in the Philippines and in other Asian and African countries. In death, many remembered Murphy for championing the rights of the poor, from slum dwellers in Tondo to fishermen in typhoon-ravaged Tacloban, and teaching them to have a voice of their own. Many luminaries, including former President Benigno Aquino III, and former cabinet members Dinky Solomon, who had been an organizer among others, came to pay their respects. But it was community organizers from around Metro Manila and elsewhere who packed Arlington Memorial Chapel in Quezon City, where his ashes were, to pay him tribute. He'd always accompany us to dialogues. If an American was helping the poor, who are we not to help the poor? Community leader Bernadette Sabalaza said in an eulogy. There were days when I felt daunted by the odds, but I'm holding on to my promise to fight for my cause until my last breath. Dennis was passionate and committed, a true Irishman, but no less Filipino than most of us, said Inquirer opinion editor Rosario Garcilano. In fighting for better conditions for the urban poor, he was in there pitching, even during the dangerous days of martial law. He was in Tacloban before he fell ill, helping the homeless get their bearings in more ways than one. He was also an evocative writer, one said, whether describing the misery of coal-packing community in Tondo with its sooty, sad-eyed children, or the windswept cemetery where his brother is buried, the leaves turning into colors of fall, he brought the reader to the precise, chilling moment. He first came to the Philippines with the Jesuits in the 1950s. After completing theology studies in Maryland, he returned in 67 as a priest. From that time until 76, he served as deputy director of the Institute of Social Order in Manila and was in charge of urban social work across the country. It was here that he became involved in community organizing. He even invited American Saul Alinsky, considered the father of modern community organizing, to Manila. In the 70s onward, he kickstarted community organizing by founding several Philippine-based organizations. He left the priesthood in 76. He also founded the Asian Community for People's Organization, an ecumenical body that introduced community organizing to India, Hong Kong, Thailand, and Indonesia, and offered training in Pakistan, Japan, Malaysia, and Singapore, as well as Nairobi, Kenya. In his visits to Calcutta, India, he often called on Mother Teresa, according to Alice. He would go around. Calcutta was one of his favorite cities, and Mother Teresa was there. What he did was talk to her, trying to convince her to get involved in community organizing, she recalled. In New York, Murphy joined the 1965 Freedom March in Selma, Alabama, led by civil rights leader Martin Luther King, Jr. He was born in New York in 1930. Parents had immigrated from Cork, South Ireland, and they were members of the Irish Republican Army. His brother Ned was also a Jesuit priest, and his sister Margarethe was a nun. Their brother Tim was a soldier who served in the Korean War. Respect, well earned and gratefully given. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.